ZWA.
Can 4 ZWA, KB 4 CBA. Well, just left the eye doctor and he said I'm legal to drive without glasses.
That's good news. Hey, so how did they explain you walking into things, though?
Man, you can't tell them everything. That's only when I've been drinking too much. And, I try to keep that down to a minimum.
There used to be an old rock and that thing was, I hear you talking. we won't go into the rest. Man. Well, that's good, Dave. So what do they say you got, 2020?
2030 and 2050. So, 2030 in the right, 2050 in the left. And, they can correct it to 2025 in both eyes. So, I think I'm going to go ahead and get glasses, mainly so I can wear them at night, because I do notice, like, when I'm driving at night, in the distance, the taillights way in the distance look fuzzy, so I know that my vision is blurry, and I think it would just, improve things for nighttime driving, crystal clear.
Yep. Well, hey, you gotta do what you well, I am headed down to my bank to put a little green in, and, well, we got the tree people here making a mess, and it's always nice to see them out there dropping trees off of the power lines, but then leaving all their limbs and all their junk in the road.
And they don't leave their chainsaws and all that. Oh, man. Yeah, they, some guys, I don't know who they were, didn't look like, somebody from the DOT. But anyway, they cleared away some trees and brush from the entrance at our subdivision because it was getting pretty out there in the road, and you're practically having to pull out in the road just to see if anything was coming. And on the Rutherford Road, people drive 60 miles an hour, 60 plus. And even though the speed limit's not that, but anyway, and it's just downhill, uphill, slope, so it's not an easy place to pull out. To say that.
I know what you mean. Well, I've got to that point now where I don't think I'm with you. My far vision is starting to get fuzzy, and. Hey, I don't like that. I like to be able to read a license tag. I like to read a license plate at 100 yards. So, anyhow. Well, in the meantime, did you get out and vote today?
That would be a negative, Ghost Rider.
Well, you still got some time. Get out there and vote in your runoffs.
Yeah, well, I know where we vote, unless that's changed, which is very possible, but anyway, I'll find out. I heard there was an election today. I wasn't sure what it was all about.
The Republican and Democratic primaries, and it's the final runoffs, so that they can decide who the candidates are going to be.
Might as well help them decide. Oh, me. Oh, I tell you. Let's see. So, what are you up to? Have you already told me that, and I've already forgotten, or not?
I'm just headed down to the bank to drop a little cash into the account so that when I use my card, it don't go.
That's even worse. They take your card and say, you know.
That is an embarrassing moment. I've never had that happen. But one time, and it was where I had gotten some gas and the card worked fine. And they called me and verified the purchase. And about 2 hours later, I tried to use the card again and it was declined. And they took the card and I asked them why. So we don't know. They don't tell us that. They just said, confiscate the card. Somebody had gotten a hold of my account. Stolen a receipt off my card and had tried to use it, so they shut my account down for my protection.
Happened. I bought, my bank. I have like safety measures in place, and I don't even know what they are. And one of them is unusual purchases, and so they know my habits, and so I bought a set of tires and, put it on the debit card because that's what we use. We don't write checks. And so they flagged my card, and so that was Friday, and I went out to breakfast Saturday morning, and they wouldn't take my card. And so I thought, it was just a fluke. So I went somewhere else after breakfast to make a purchase, and it wouldn't take my card. So I went to the bank and found out that they had, cut it off. So it was a safety measure because they thought maybe somebody had stolen my card. So it worked.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, in the meantime, I'm headed down to Pelham Road to hit my bank, just muddling through all the traffic.
Hampton, I'm headed westbound. Now, eastbound looks like rush hour. It's like wall-to-wall cars as far as the eye can see. Now, going westbound, it's not so bad. And I have a police escort westbound in front of me here, so I feel real good and safe.
On Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson and Mr. Springfield.
Clint Eastwood said, "We ain't gonna let you just walk out of here." And he says, "We? Who is we?" Oh, me. So, he introduces him to we. But anyway, mine's a Beretta, so, but anyway, or one of them is. And, it'll do the job. So there you go. Man, I'll be glad when I get home. The only thing that bothers me, my eyes are dilated, but I got a tennis game in 3 hours, and the lady said it could take up to 3 hours for my vision to get back to normal. So I hope they're back to normal by 6 o'clock.
Thing you really need to be concerned about is you need to wear some. You're wearing sunglasses right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got some. I wore theirs and then I switched to my polarized sunglasses when I got in the car.
There you go. Well, the thing is, even for the rest of the day, you need to go ahead and wear your sunglasses if you go out. The level of light, your eyes don't, your irises don't really kick back in fully for almost 8 hours. So just wear your sunglasses today, Bubba.
Dr. Wilder, I appreciate it. Do you think I ought to blow by this sheriff's deputy or not?
Wade Hampton.
Edward Road.
I get down there so I can watch.
I've had some guys tell me, like late at night, that they've had, sheriff's deputies or highway patrol pull up beside their car. You know, they had a real fast car and wanted to race them. And I'm like, what? You gotta be kidding me. I mean, to me, that would be just put the D in dumb to me. But anyway.
I think there's somebody that's trying to tout the fact that they got a hot car, because that right there in itself is a termination offense. No questions, ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. If they catch you doing that, you're done immediately.
Sure. But I have had, not in this car, but my 90 Mustang, the Fox body, I've had people pull up. I had a guy pull up beside me on 40 one day, coming back from whatever, I can't remember. And he was in a Mustang, and he wanted to race. You know, he downshifted, and I just looked over at him and laughed. Yeah, I'm all like, you gotta be kidding me. So I'm just, I'm not gonna do that.
KI4LZ, I'm Mobile.
KN4VWA with KB4CVA, jump in there.
Yeah, I've heard him fast here when he'd be transmitting on here, and sometimes you can hear his muffler here in the background on here. I wouldn't advise him to do that myself, but if he wants to know exactly what's going on, he needs to get him a practically a brand new scanner, have APCO 25 programmed into it on the 800 band, and he can hear what they think about you before they even talk to him in person about it.
Thought about that, because, you know, you could, if one pulls up behind you, you can tell whether or not you're getting ready to get pulled over or not.
Yeah, this here's Andy.
How you been doing, big boy?
I'm hearing him talk about that, about his Mustang there, and I know you can take and hear his exhaust here on his microphone from that Mustang he's doing. I wouldn't advise it to start with, but I would have me some way to monitor their communications before I even thought about doing that.
Hey, Andy, let me fill you in on a little secret. He has no mufflers. It's straight pipes, baby.
Better what? I'm going to have to stand by a moment. KI4LZ, I'm moving.
Thanks a lot. I'm going to have to jump out of here. Steve, I'm going to say 73s, and I got the pony in the barn, and I'm going to go in the house and get out of the sun, and hope I can see at 6 o'clock, see better at 6 o'clock. Anyway. You have a good afternoon, KB4CBA.
I hope they clear up real good for you, Dave. Have a good match. And 73's KN4. I'm monitoring. Before I go, W4DJW, KN4VWA. You out there, Dave?
I am, but I'm crunching on a snack.
Out there, and you're what?
W4DJW, I'm eating a cookie.
And you're not sharing with the rest of us?
It's a Nutter Butter. I got peanut butter in them. They kind of make it hard to talk.
Love those things. I don't care for them that much. I'm an Oreo man myself. Give me a good icy cold glass of milk and some Oreos, and you got me shut up. Hey, what'd you think of those pictures, bud?
It looks good. Did you measure it before you built it to make sure that the moth can fit in there?
That form and the aluminum legs are all custom measured, custom cut, and fitted to the back of this thing. The material that is my platform is a plastic-covered foam from the tabletop of an X-ray machine, so it's ultra-light. The whole thing doesn't weigh 30 pounds, and I can lift it out in whole, but I used Velcro to tie down the flat panels, and hey, it just absolutely fit in there. That's what I was trying to do. It actually worked.
When are we going to use it?
That's the next big question. I have a little bit of work to do in the morning. Nothing big. I just got to get a piece of equipment shipped off by UPS. And as soon as I get that done, that shouldn't take very long. Depending on how much grass I get cut this evening, will tell me just how much time I have tomorrow. Have you looked at the weather reports for tomorrow?
I'm pulling them up now.
And right now, I think the winds are running about 7 to 10, or, you know, 10 or 9. And I think it's supposed to be a little bit breezy tomorrow, too, with some thunderstorms.
Hey, Steve, I got a phone call. I'll be back in a minute if you're still there. W4DJW.
Give me a holler. 10-4-WA. Standing by.